Last week, the West Virginia Public Service Commission announced it had selected a firm to audit Frontier Communications and its copper network, which provides service to landline phones throughout the state. National statistics show more residents are using wireless phones exclusively, yet many people in rural communities don't have that option and that are still dependent on their landline phones for emergency response. Hundreds of Frontier customers have written to the commission to complain about more frequent and long-lasting outages that some say are putting them in danger. Emily Allen reports.
In May, a house in Grant County burned down, displacing the family that lived there.
I guess they've already cleaned everything up, and I know that they're having some people they know come in from Pennsylvania and help put the footers in and lay the blocks and put a base.
That's Peggy Bobo Alt, Grant County's 911 director. She took me out to the site of the home on Martin Road in July, about 30 minutes from Petersburg, the county seat where Bobo Alt works. The now empty lot is surrounded by trees. There's a narrow paved road in front and a creek flowing in the back. The family's neighborhood was just part of a roughly 400-home outage that lasted 4 days. That's according to the area's landline provider, Frontier Communications. Bobo Alt says a neighbor had to leave the fire in a car to find decent cell service to call 911.
This location is not near a fire station, but this is West Virginia. This is most of West Virginia right here, what you see. And these people know that, and they understand that. But with no way to call for help, you're significantly delayed.
In rural West Virginia, cell service and internet options remain poor, and residents are still dependent on their landlines. Landlines are a state-regulated utility by decision of the West Virginia legislature. The West Virginia Public Service Commission initiated an investigation nearly 1 year ago on Frontier's copper network, which provides service to landline phones.
Well, the commission has been receiving increasing and more concerning complaints about Frontier over the last several years.
That's Susan Small, Communications Director for the West Virginia Public Service Commission.
So they decided that they would initiate an investigation and require Frontier to hire a private auditing firm to determine what the condition of the copper network was.
Almost a year had passed, and Frontier still hadn't selected a firm the commission deemed appropriate. Last week, the commission announced it had chosen a firm for Frontier. The audit will last 6 months and it will begin as soon as possible. Rana Goldeisen is a registered nurse serving homebound clients in and around Grant County. She says she hopes the investigation is thorough.
They're overcharging people. What we're paying for phone system and the service we're getting is ridiculous, and it's not reliable. And there's people getting hurt because of it. There is people that are in danger because the system does not work.
Goldeisen's clients are all homebound due to age or disability. Sometimes, she says the only socialization they get all day is over the phone. The life alert buttons her clients use in emergencies are connected to their landlines. Late on a Wednesday night in July, Goldeisen found the oxygen tank for her grandfather-in-law was malfunctioning. His phone lines were down.
Grandpap's oxygen wasn't working, and it took us an hour to get help because I had to drive 22 miles to get cell service to call 911.
Goldeisen says she got to his house around 11:30 p.m. and couldn't call 911 until 1 a.m. She says he didn't get to the hospital until 3 a.m. Frontier says that if customers submit valid documentation to the company, they'll be prioritized in the event of an outage. In a written statement to West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs, Allison Ellis, says Frontier provides service in the most rural areas of the state, quote, where other providers choose not to invest and where the challenges of remoteness are greatest. Frontier acquired more than 600,000 landline phones left behind by Verizon in 2010. Even though that number has gone down with more customers transferring to wireless services, the company has still spent a lot of money on maintaining the copper network. Between 2010 and 2013, the commission ordered Frontier to pay roughly $231 million on the network's maintenance. That isn't to say Frontier hasn't received any help. After volunteering to acquire former Verizon lines left behind in 2010, Frontier spent all of the $72.4 million Verizon left in escrow solely for the maintenance of its former copper network. Small from the Public Service Commission says the PSC's most recent directives on landlines have been unusual compared to what it has required from other utilities.
This is an important issue. It's a very unusual kind of case. It's an unusual situation. It's not the Commission's preference to micromanage utility companies.
And even though the Commission says it understands the natural difficulties that come with serving such remote communities, Small says it's something Frontier signed up for. Here she is, reading a line from the Commission's most recent order.
Here, in this most recent order that went out last week, the Commission stated, Frontier accepted these challenges when it acquired the existing system from Verizon. The customers of Frontier, however, are in a situation not of their own choosing. So, no, the Commission realizes what their problems are, but they state Frontier knew what they were getting themselves into when they bought the Verizon system.
Anyone wanting to submit a comment to the Public Service Commission can do so on the PSC's website. A preliminary report is due to the Public Service Commission about 120 days after the audit begins. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen in Grant County.